what? For so pursued they the prophets which warred before you. Ye are the light of the world. I said, ye are the salt of the earth. Thank you, Brother Collins. Getting ahead of myself. Give me that, Brother Mike.
But if the salt hath lost its savor,
that's where I'm going to preach from.
Wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men.
Ye are the light of the world. A city set upon a hill should not be hid. Neither do men light a candle and set it under a bushel, but on a table to give a light to all that are in the house. Can I tell you, in these last days, there's war over in Iraq. I've had the radio on all day, and I thought, oh, I don't agree with my president, but that don't change heaven one bit. It did not bother God one bit. He did not get uneasy one bit. He's still got everything in control. His will still being done. Prophecy still being fulfilled, and God's will is for you to be saved. I didn't know I was going to preach, but God's here. God wants to help you. Let me tell you, get your mind off what the media has to say. We need God more than what we need to hear what CNN says. You need to hear from heaven more than you need to hear what ABC, CBS, and NBC has to say about the current events. And God said, ye are the salt of the earth. So far today, God, oh dear Lord, I've done all right. Haven't gossiped. Haven't lost my temper. Haven't been greedy, grumpy, nasty, selfish, or overindulgent. I'm very thankful for that. But in a few minutes, God, I'm going to get out of bed. And from then on, I'm probably going to need a lot more help. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't care how much you pray. You better pray more. I don't care how much you fast. You better fast more. Because I don't care how many buttons you wear. Say it how holy you are. I don't care how long your sleeves are. I don't care how long your hair is. I want to know, have you been in tune with God and got a word for this dying generation? That's salt, brother, say. That's salt. Work in Frito-Lay, Maysville, Kentucky. My biggest account, $2,500 a week in sales. Borden had potato chips at that time. Didn't keep their sales up. Was getting thrown out of the store. I went to the man. I already had the biggest section of chips, 16 foot. I said, what do you take for that 4 foot? He said, call your boss. Tell me you'll take 400. We'll take $400, $100 per foot. I called him back. They said, buy that space. I went back to the store manager. I said, Frito-Lay will buy that space. $400. We'll fill that section and then give you another free fill. I'm just telling you all this for a reason. I took over that extra space. That made me spend more time in there, Brother Mike. But there was a lady there in that store who on the weekends done samples. She had what I thought looked like everything in control. Her husband had a good job. She looked like the way she dressed, she didn't want for nothing. She drove the fanciest cars around Maysville. One day, Brother Mike, as Norma came to see me on the job, there I was in County Market. We began to talk. She walked over to us and began to cry. And she didn't just let a few tears roll. She began to sob. She said, my life's in a mess. She said, I'm not happy. And I realize I need what you all got. Anyway, let me tell you something. My pockets wasn't as full as hers. My wife's pocketbook was probably almost empty. I do thank God for everything he's given me. But like the brother preached earlier, hey, money don't buy happiness. Money don't buy everything. And she began to squall and bawl. At first, I was taken aback. But I thought, that's what we're here for. I put Frito-Lay on hold. I'd already worked more than I needed to on that little store right there. We grabbed hands with her. Brother Sexton, we began to pray. You know what? People was looking, but let them look. There's hurting people out there. And God said, ye are the salt of the earth. Ha! You're praying for me, ain't you? I feel it. I feel it. I feel it. I didn't realize. You see, I was so stuck on Matthew's version. But Mark even makes it a lot plainer. And it's good to say this. Brother, pray and hide. Salt is good. But if the salt, John or Mark 9 and 50. But if the salt have lost his saltiness. Just turn over there, Mark 9 and 50. Salt is good. You're looking at a salt lover. You're looking at a salt lover. As you're turning there, I was in Texas, got taken out to eat. Just by instinct, Brother Mike, they brought the big nice plate of food to me. Guess what I did first? I didn't take a little bite of it. Give me that salt and sugar. He looked at me. I salted it down. He said, there's a man that was very high up in this world's economy. Name was, I believe I'm telling it right, John D. Rockefeller. And he used to watch the people he would hire for his managers. And when he took them out to eat, if they instinctively reached for salt without tasting something, he didn't hire them. Because he wanted somebody that would first take every situation and weigh it out. But I just, out of habit, put the salt in there. But you know what I like about salt? See, it wasn't until I was married that I ever tasted what a salad tastes like. I just thought all salads tasted salty. But you know, Ronnie, there's tomatoes that's got a taste. All tomatoes don't have to taste salty. All pickled beets don't have to taste salty. And all bell peppers. And God forbid, if you eat onions, you better let your wife eat onions. That's me and Norma's commitment. If I eat them, she's got to eat them so we can stand each other. But you know, everything tasted salty to me. But God don't want us to be that way. Oh, Lord, I hope I'm saying it right. But Brother Mike, you know what salt, the best thing it can do? Is complement the food. Hey, you know why people get so carried away? Because they feel like unless they get up and preach or sing or testify or win the loss, it ain't going to get done. And they felt like unless people's always a draw to their little salt shaker. But God don't want us to do that. God wants us as a church body to compliment His Son to a dying world. I like that. I said I like that. God gave it to me and I like it. Because brothers and sisters, we need to be seasoning. And Mike, if we put too much in there, you ought to preach. You know, as sweet as I am, you know when you get a lot of salt, you just pucker up and it just, you can't hardly stand it. My cousin Chris Saylor, I love him. We used to go to Frisch's a lot when we first got saved. And Mark had a saying. My brother Mark, when he sat down, he'd order his drink. And that's when refills wasn't free. So I'd always order mine with no ice because I was going to drink a lot because I always put a lot of salt on stuff, Ronnie. But you know what? Mark would say, give me chili now and chili later. What Mark meant was when you bring my drink, bring me chili. And when you bring my my regular food, bring me chili again. That was chili now and chili later. Well, little Chris looked at Mark and said, hey, that sounds pretty good. Give me chili now and chili later. So as they sat down to eat their chili, Chris said, give me the salt shaker. Oh, okay. Got the salt shaker. Salt, 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 salt. I said, okay, he's probably done now. Nope. Salt, 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 salt. I said, Chris, how long you do that? He said, I do it until I get the very top of that chili bowl white with salt. And then I stir it up and then I eat it. He's still alive today by the grace of God. But Norma started weaning me off of salt. And I realized one thing, Sister Trish. It's really just supposed to be seasoned in there and not overtake the taste. And that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to compliment. We're not to... Brother Doug Cornett got up last night. And I really liked what he said, Brother Collins. He said, I may not quote this exactly right, but I was thinking about driving back in Germantown. I'm telling you, I was just having church all by myself in the van. And you know, when they was in the chains, Paul and them were in chains, they wasn't saying, God, get us out of here, we'll kill the jailer. You know, God, destroy this whole prison. They lifted up their voices and started praising the Lord at the midnight hour. and I thought, Lord, help us to have that kind of attitude, that kind of spirit. Hey, if people that have said we wish you'd have went to hell, if they'd have had their words fulfilled, there were a lot of us. We was worth nothing. I'm telling you what, we were lower than snakes in the grass. But God had mercy upon us. He saved us. He made us children of God. And now we're Christ-like, and we're supposed to be salted. And you know what my title is, Brother Billy? I know I never do this, but we need to be seasoned for the season. I even got a fancy title, don't I? Hope I got a message. But brothers and sisters, salt don't do no good in a salt shaker. Hey, you can be holy here at the church all you want. You can run around as much as you want. I can count the laughs. You see, I'm like a traffic manager over here. When people get to running, Brother Burns, I kind of get over here. I'm a guardrail. I said, man, let him go, but I'll keep him off the wall and let him just have at it, because I know the devil would love to throw a block out there and cause him to trip up and everything, but I just encourage him on. I love to encourage people. When the Lord moves on me, I take a lap with you. But brothers and sisters, run as much as you want. Shout as much as you want. Testify as much as you want. But how are you going to walk out in the world? Are you going to have some savor out there? Are you going to have an effect out there? Are you going to have an effect on your job? If all you served up down there on that tray at that restaurant was salt shakers, nobody'd want to come by. And I'll tell you, I go to your restaurant, when I go out there and grab my girls some root beers and whatever else they want to buy, I have to ask for a few pieces of salt to go on it. But all I do is just put enough on there till it makes that food even taste better. And that's what I like about it. That's why they put salt back in green beans. It ain't so you just taste the salt back, but it just gives the good flavor to the green beans. Hope I'm making you hungry, and I'm hoping I'm putting a burden on you. You're going to come around some family this holidays, and God's going to say, if you got something, you can preach without saying a word, Belinda. You can preach, Brother Barnes, without saying one word. Brothers, we're not in secret. The super secret Christians or anything like that. But I worked for a man, me and Ken Maloney, named John Walton. I love him. Good man. God saved him from a life of drugs. Turned his life around. Made a great man out of him. He hired me and Ken. He was so enthused about being saved. He said, Mike, I want you to wear a button. I want you to wear a button. And I said, John, I don't have to wear no button. You don't have to wear no button. And listen, I never did wear a button. I told him nicely I wasn't going to wear no button. But I just lived the lifestyle. I think I'm remembering right. But they said character is what you do when nobody's looking. And that's what we need. You got the preacher's eye on you. You got the pastor's eye on you. Got mom and dad's eye on you. You're angels. But let me tell you, I heard a boy say it down in Kentucky. God is an all-seeing eye. And he can see on the blackest night, under the blackest rock, see the blackest bug. There's nothing hid from him. And brothers and sisters, God's watching. You want to have a choir that'll shout the house down? Now, I do say the choirs are doing great. I do say I love their singing. I especially love the play that we had down here Saturday night and Sister Belinda's song. I thought everybody else was good, but I thought Sister Belinda had the seasoning. And if you was here, you know what I'm talking about. It ain't that we're lifting up Sister Belinda, but brothers and sisters, when the Lord begins to get magnified, we just all begin to salt a little bit with our praises and our glories. Hallelujah. And we become a sweet savor to the Lord. Glory to God. He comes down, fills the house, and blesses every one of us. Us equally. You know, Brother Mike, they laughed at me down at Mike Roberts' church for preaching with my notes in my back pocket, pulling my notes out and preaching. I don't care what they think. I don't care what they think. I just don't want to go off on every rabbit trail coming along. But salt, you may not see it, but with one taste, you can tell whether it's there or not. Hey, you can tell me you're so holy, but I'll watch you. I remember one thing Brother Bill Korn said about Brother Jeff Collins. I hadn't been saved very long. But he said he was working, Jeff was working on the lot with Brother Bill and got his finger slammed in the car door. And he said, I thought if there's a cuss word in that boy, it'd come out now. There wasn't no cuss words in him. That's a hard thing to swallow when you... I got to say myself, there's been times, it's by the grace of God, when that axe went off that root when I was digging that ditch and having to cut through roots and everything because it was used to be a landfill and I was digging a ditch line for my Ben Kramer's grandpa and that axe come off, hit me in the side of the leg. I said, glory to God, Brother Tom. And it wasn't because I meant to. It just, I had my mind on God praying for the Holy Ghost. And, you know, God does deliver us. We don't have to be a cussing Christian. We don't have to be a chewing Christian. We don't have to be a smoking Christian. We can be a sweet Christian. Mike, can you pat me on the back? Because I need to preach that myself, for myself. We can be a little sweeter. I was over there with Brother Bill Johnson in Bedford. And that man's got the best spirit, Sister Kathy. And my wife said, I wish he was more like... You know, that day before church. And they came to church and... I was there too, Brother Mike. I mean, it happened to me in Vanceburg. And they got to arguing, come in church, every song they sung. You know, all the letters of the songs were piling up here in the front of the pulpit, and everybody started noticing something looking funny piling up there. There wasn't nothing moving. They didn't have the salt. Finally, one looked at the other and said, I'm sorry, and the other one started crying. They humbled herself down in front of the church. You know what God did? He honored that. God began to come down to head church. Me and Norman would get to arguing before church. When I was pastoring, I'd come in off my route. I mean, running like a chicken with his head cut off. You know, moving everything, adjusting all my schedules to do a work for God. Not taking no offering. And now they're supporting the full-time pastor, and that's what I wanted them to do. They did. In fact, let me give you a praise report. Vanceburg just got out of their little storefront, just bought an old furniture building that I believe the price at first was $75,000. They got it for $45,000. It's on the other side of town, and they got a bunch of property with it. And brothers and sisters, the work's going on because it's God's work. And they're salting that community down there, and God's doing a work down there. And it'll always be a part of me and my wife. But Brother Mike, there we was doing our best, trying to get on that church. And I was one causing a lot of it. I just being grouchy, Brother Randy. You probably never have been there, but anyway. you probably. I called Sister Trish today on the telephone. I said, I want to thank you for your husband being a chaperone. We've been happily married for 13 years now. He went on my first date. Him and his brother Greg. And I appreciate my friend. But Brother Randy, we'd get to arguing. And just come in. Then we're supposed to come in a moment's time. Pull the salt shaker out. And have something for the church. And I'd pull into the parking lot. I'd say, I'm sorry. She said, you don't mean it. I said, we got to have church. I'm sorry. She said, you're easy to forget. I said, well, I guess I really am. I'm kind of easy to forget. But she had to pray a lot more than what I did. But anyway, you know what's even better? Have a good spirit. Be prayed through. And just have good words for one another. I thank God. God's given me mercy. Help me. I'm trying to be a little bit sweeter. A little bit nicer. It ain't that you can say that I'm a nicer person. But that you can say he's a lot more Christ-like. And that's what we need to be. Because Christ had the salt. Glory to God. He had an effect. And we're supposed to be as Christians ambassadors here in this world. We're supposed to have an effect. Brother Mike, wet salt doesn't do its job. Get a bunch of old soggy Christians. I can't help it. Wet salt will clump together. I can go to certain churches, and I don't know why it is, but one side are kind of scattered out, and they're praising the Lord. Everybody's got shouting room, you know. They're hallelujah and glory to God. And then you got that clump of soggy Christians over there. They can't move because they're all so soggy. Hallelujah, they're all so full of woe and woe is me and singing the blues. Well, you know what salt's best for, Brother Mike? To be scattered. To be scattered. And that's what he did when he sent out his disciples. He sent them out. unto all the world, and he scattered them. And that's what God wants us to do. And let me tell you now, we've got to use wisdom and, you know, to go by two, sometimes knocking on doors. And I have done some door to witnessing by myself, and I realized later I'd been probably had a better effect if I took a partner with me. And a lot of times when I'm in town, I'll call Brother Mike. We sometimes try to get together on certain things. But I want somebody that's going to be prayed up and you know, work together and be seasoned. You know, a soggy Christian, Brother Mike, after a while, if that one that's ready to be used of God keeps hanging with them, they'll start clumping to them. Next thing you know, they're with the rest of the ho-hums. And they're with the rest of the sorry Christians that don't want to do nothing for God. But you know, sometimes, even as myself, there's times I've told me and Brother Mike, I said, boy, I'd like us to preach a back-to-back revival. You know, one him preach one at me the next. It may never happen. God may give me my prayer. But most of the times, maybe I'm three or four states over and Brother Mike's down in Kentucky or somewhere. We got to be scattered. Thank God for telephones and for postcards. But we're scattered. We're scattered. We're scattered. And that's what God wants us to be. One thing about salt, it all looks the same. Now hold it now. I'm talking table salt. It all looks the same. And the best thing about it is that when you use it, the salt disappears. And that's what we're supposed to do. John said, he must increase. They thought he was the Savior. They thought he was the Christ. He said, no, there's one coming. That's his shoes. I'm not even unworthy. Unlatch. Loose. But John said, he must increase and I must decrease. And brothers and sisters, the best thing for us to do is go humble before the Lord. Die out. And let me tell you, when they hear us pray, not to pray with big fancy words, but just pray from a humble heart, it'll touch people. It'll break people's heart. It'll soften their heart. And that's what we should do. Is this all right, preaching? Thank you, brother. I always ask Norm, I say, Brother Setcher, he amen me or not? I always want Brother Setcher on my side. He's a praying man. If you don't know the way he is, when he gets to feeling the Lord, he'll scare you. But I that's that salt in him. Hallelujah. Acts, the 19th chapter and the 14th verse. And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew and a chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know and Paul I know, but who are ye? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. We better be prayed up, because not everybody's just going to turn a deaf ear. My wife's had fists drawn back on her right in our church in Vanceburg, where there's a demon-possessed woman back there. Some of the sisters didn't understand what was going on. They were from a visiting church, and they were saying, just praise Jesus, honey. And my wife was saying, repent of your sins, or she was telling her to try to pray, I don't know, call on Jesus. And that woman was blowing back her hand, and my wife said she would try to hit me, but she was watching the Lord stop that woman's hand. That was God. That was God. And you know what it was? We had been praying. We'd been asking God to help us. I don't want to go out there and fight a demon-possessed man, but if so be it, Lord, let me be full of the salt. Let me be for the anointing. Let me be for the power of God. Because yes, I'm 300 and some pounds on some herbs, trying to lose some weight, drinking diet caffeine-free Pepsi. And I used to make fun of people when they used to drink that caffeine-free diet stuff. But now I'm drinking it myself and thanking God for it, because I don't want to get no bigger. I want to be around here a little bit longer, and I'm trying to do the best I can. But brothers and sisters, as big as I am, we need the power of God. Because without the power of God, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers of the air. And we need to have the power of God. Hallelujah. Salt is good. Did we ever read that? But if the salt has lost its saltness, wherewith will ye season it? Have salt in yourselves and have peace one with another. Well, there's some of that peace. There's some of that peace. I'm getting all my notes here. Let's see what I got wrote here. Sin brings corruption, but salt preserves, savors, and flavors. Salt does no good in the salt shaker. Our lives do no good just in the church. We've got to get out and be a witness for the Lord. And I had a great experience as my wife comes to get a song. I want to try to close this out. I had a great experience down in... Brother Mike, just guess what town I was in. Saltville, Virginia. You ever been there, Brother Collins? There's a church there called Buckeye Holler. They think I'm from Kentucky a lot because I always tell the story that I'm Kentucky roots, raised in Ohio. And be honest with you, I don't like to claim the Buckeye State. I just thought I like being from the family roots of Kentucky. I was reading the Hamilton paper yesterday, and I was amazed that everybody in obituaries was born somewhere in Kentucky. Every one of them. And I said, thank God, because you may not like it, but there came out of people, poor people out of Kentucky, that didn't have much, but they had God. And there's churches around this Miami Valley today because people for the salt and for the Lord said, we're going to have effect. We came up here to have jobs, but we're not going to leave our God. And I thank God for people like that. That paved the way for me and you. In fact, all the bra hoppers stand up right now if you're able. Well, on the tape, the church is just about full. And I want to say hallelujah for the bra hoppers. They had me to come preach in Buckeye Holler, which was in Saltville, Virginia. A great church, run over 100 members. I came and preached once. They asked me to come back for a weekend. In fact, I've been back there 3 times now. And while I was there one time, they had a big festival going on. And they said, our crowd's going to be low, Brother Mike, but the problem is we're having the annual festival, and it's the Salt Festival in Saltville, Virginia. It's right in the mountains. You see, that's the church that I got across the mountain from Richlands and down to go to. Now, here you all are. The Barker family, evangelists from the Highway of Holiness, everybody's praying for us. We're wanting to do the will of God. All dressed up in our nice clothes, driving over a mountain with S-curves. Every time I've been to that church, Leanne has threw up. I threw one trash can out because we couldn't stand it after she threw up. The next time I realized she was getting ready to throw up and I hung her head out the window. And we're trying to do the will of God on my way to Saltville, Virginia. And when we get to that town, there's a big sign. And it was the Confederacy Army, the Confederate Army in the Civil War. That was their salt supply. That was their salt supply. And I didn't realize this, but they were telling me during that festival that they quit mining salt down there now. But they show it the way it is when it's mined out of the ground. Do you think it's pretty and white? It's not. It's black as could be until they clean it and get all the impurities away from it and break everything else around it. And then they find that pure salt, that clear, pure salt that we know, that white salt that we know. And that's the way we are, brothers and sisters. We were dug out of this world, hallelujah, as dirty and filthy as can be. And it ain't nothing but the blood of Jesus has cleaned us up and made us the salt we need to be, hallelujah. And you, when you walk in, I hope they don't see you. I hope they see the blood of Jesus on a life that's been redeemed and turned around. And people that gave up hope on you said, I can't believe it's you, but it is you. What are you doing? Hallelujah, God saved me a few years ago, and it turned my life around, gave me new hope and new joy. And don't tell me that testimony won't affect the person you're talking to, because it will. Because it will. Because you'll stand out. You'll stand out. Pray and hide, you're going to have an effect. And I'm not picking on you, but I thank God. I'll tell the story wherever I go. That's a miracle that somebody would hunt out a preacher and say, pray with me. There you can't hardly get people to go to the altar. But that lets me know God's hand still reaching out, still cleansing hearts, still delivering from sin. You know why? Because His will is to see you in heaven. He wants to take you home with Him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Someday, us salt shakers, the salt shaker's going to be empty. And this world's going to realize what it's like to have a world without Christians. And I'm so thankful that I'm on the side that's heading out. Aren't you? Why don't you stand to your feet? Thank God for the blood of Jesus, Brother Shockley. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. I've got friends all over this church. I know I probably say too much and use too many people when I'm preaching, but you're my friend, and I do it in good measure and good love because I love you. And I love you, and we're just one body here trying to make it to heaven. And as we scatter out tonight, and as we scatter out to our families in the holidays, I pray you're salty, and I pray you're seasoned. Because you may meet some people only once this year, and they may never see you again. It may be the last time. They may turn a deaf ear to you, but just the presence of you being in the room will have an effect on them. When I first got saved, I was working the receiving dock. All the truck drivers, my job in the mornings at 7 o'clock was to wake the truck drivers up. I kidded one truck driver one day. I woke him up on a Monday morning, 7 o'clock. I said, how do you want your eggs and bacon? How do you want your coffee? He came in and asked the man that done the billing, Carl Sackenheim, said, where's the plates? He said, he said, that boy's just kidding with you. That boy's just kidding with you. Well, I had to make things right with him. But you know, they would get the cussing around me. Then they'd realize I went to church. They'd drop their head. And it made me feel embarrassed. And I said, that's all right. God quickened my heart and said, they're not respecting you. They're respecting me for what I've done in your life. So from then on, if I walked up right in the middle of a filthy joke and they changed their lines, they shut their mouth, they dropped their head, they apologized for cussing, I just said, I appreciate it. You know why? Because they had respect not just to me, but to God. We can be a witness. I don't know how to give an altar call. If you're here lost, the altar's open. The Lord wants to save you. If you're here and you're saved, come and have a season. You hear me? A season of prayer. Have a season. Have a season of prayer that you might leave here seasoned.